Hey everyone, welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control. Your girl Sienna Cruz here, and if you're feeling like a human pinball bouncing between emotions today, trust me, you're not alone. Life can be a wild ride, and sometimes it feels like our emotional brains are running the show, leaving us feeling confused, overwhelmed, or just plain out of control. But guess what? We've got the power to change that. It's all about building emotional intelligence, becoming self-aware enough to understand those feelings, how they impact us, and ultimately, how we can manage them like a boss. Ever felt like you're on an emotional roller coaster with no brakes? Or maybe you've had moments where your reactions felt totally out of proportion? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving deep into self-awareness, the crucial first step in mastering our emotions and leveling up our whole lives. Let me give you 5 key takeaways to get us started. First things first, self-awareness is about more than just knowing your mood, it's about understanding the triggers that set those moods off. Think of it like this: are there certain people, situations, or even thoughts that consistently send your emotions into overdrive? Identifying these triggers is like uncovering secret codes that explain your emotional responses. Once you know what sets you off, you can start to anticipate and manage those reactions before they take over. Second, pay attention to your body. Our bodies are incredible communication systems. Ever notice how your heart races when you're nervous, or how your stomach churns when you're stressed? Learning to read these physical cues can give you a heads up about what emotions are brewing beneath the surface. This isn't about becoming some sort of psychic detective, it's simply about tuning into those subtle signals and recognizing the link between our physical sensations and our emotional state. Third, journaling is your secret weapon. It sounds old school, but trust me, putting pen to paper or fingers to keyboard can be a game changer for self-awareness. When you journal regularly, you create a space to process your thoughts and feelings honestly and without judgment. Think of it as a safe haven for all those messy emotions that might feel too overwhelming to share with others. Fourth, practice mindfulness. This isn't just about meditating on a mountaintop, although that's cool too. Mindfulness is about being fully present in the moment, paying attention to your surroundings and your internal experience without judgment. It could be as simple as savoring the taste of your morning coffee, noticing the details of a walk in the park, or taking a few deep breaths when you feel overwhelmed. By practicing mindfulness regularly, you train your mind to stay grounded and connected to the present moment, which is crucial for managing those emotional highs and lows. Finally, don't be afraid to ask for help. Building self-awareness is a journey, not a destination. And sometimes, we all need a little guidance along the way. If you're struggling to understand your emotions or manage them effectively, reach out to a therapist, counselor, or trusted friend or family member. Remember, there's no shame in asking for support. It takes courage and self-compassion to prioritize our emotional well-being. Now, let me tell you about Sarah. Sarah was one of those people who always seemed to be on edge. She'd get frustrated easily, her reactions were often explosive, and she had a hard time controlling her anger. But then she started paying attention to those physical cues: the tightness in her chest, the racing heart, the clenched fists. Sarah realized that these sensations were warning signs, telling her that she was getting overwhelmed. By learning to recognize these triggers early on, she could take a step back, breathe deeply, and calm herself down before things escalated. She even started journaling about her experiences, writing down what triggered those intense emotions, how she felt physically, and what strategies worked best for her in the moment. You know that feeling when you finally start to understand yourself a little better? That's exactly what Sarah experienced. So remember, building emotional intelligence is a journey of self-discovery. It takes time, effort, and a whole lot of honesty with yourself. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. By becoming more self-aware, you'll be able to navigate life's ups and downs with greater ease, build stronger relationships, and ultimately, create a happier and more fulfilling life for yourself. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take today to increase your self-awareness? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media pages. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, remember to stay curious, stay kind, and keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.